What is your name?
Paul Hume.
Where were you born?
Blackburn.
When were you born?
1973.
What did your parents do for a living?
My dad was a manager at the BICC and my mum was a housewife.
Where did you go to school?
Melling and Frodsham.
How long have you supported Everton FC?
Since I was 4 years old.
Why Everton FC?
Well, it was my next door neighbour when I lived in Melling, really. Just one day I remember him talking to me over the fence and saying, you know, how he supported Everton, his dad supported Everton, and how good Everton were. I don't think my dad was too impressed because he's a Liverpool fan. And to be honest, my dad tried his best to turn me back, but from that day it was just Everton. He took me to Liverpool twice to try and persuade me. He never ever took me to Goodison, ever. And it wasn't until I was 11 years old that I went to Goodison Park.
Good. What was your first Everton game?
It was Everton versus Tottenham Hotspur. It was the first game of the season in 1984-85 season, the year we won the league. And we lost 4-1. And I remember it was my mate's mum and dad, Richard Owens, his mum and dad took me. And I remember his older brother calling me a jinx when we were walking away from the ground.
Yeah. How did you get there?
They drove, because lived in Frodsham at that point, so we drove. Drove was there.
Who was your favourite player of the past?
Duncan Ferguson is my all-time favourite player, and it's just, I don't know. Everyone says he became a legend before. I mean, famous quote by Joe Royal, really. He became a legend before his time, but it was his passion, and scoring against Liverpool helped matters, I suppose. But it was just his passion. You could just see that he loved the club, and you know, he got his tattoo on his arm. And I'm not afraid to admit it. The day he left the first time, I actually had to pull the car over on my way home from work, and I cried. I was actually in tears at the wheel of my car. That's how much it meant, like him leaving. I was devastated.
Who is your favourite player now?
There's a few, really. I mean, at the moment we've got some really good players at the moment. I think the likes of Mikel Arteta, Steven Pienaar, Johnny Heitinger, he's come in last season and he's just been fantastic. And you can see the way the fans have, you know, because he's the best player to sort of compare him to is Pat Van Den Hout from like the era that I've known. And you know, he's just amazing. He's, you know, he puts good tackles in, and you can see the passion he's got for the club as well.
Have you ever met a player?
I can't actually remember. I remember seeing Gary Ablett outside Thornton's in Liverpool when I was a kid, but he was playing for Liverpool at the time. And I remember he sort of looked at me in a sort of like a, you know me sort of look, and I just gave him an evil look and walked off. I remember that. But no, I remember my sister met Duncan Ferguson in Frodsham. He'd been out for a bit of a drink, and it was during the day, and he was living at Darsby Hotel at the time, because I think the club wanted to get him out of Liverpool, and she didn't even know who he was. And it was only when he walked out and got in the taxi that someone told her it was Duncan Ferguson. I was absolutely gutted, because he was one of my heroes.
Who is your favourite manager of the past?
It's got to be Kendall, really, because of what he brought to the club, because that's my era. I don't remember anything, because I wasn't born from beyond that. But Kendall's obviously like the one you see where we won the trophies and that. But to be honest, the job Moyes is doing at the moment is on a par with it, if not better, even though we've not won anything. Just for the state of football at the moment, and the, you know, what he's not got to work with, basically, in money terms, what he's done for the club, David Moyes, is immense.
What was your most memorable Everton match?
I mean last year the semi-final of the FA Cup takes some beating, just for atmosphere. I went to that game on my own, and you know, you're like a family when you're in with all the Everton fans, and I just remember, you know, the feeling of it going to penalties and thinking, oh no, not again. And coming out when we won and come out of the ground, the feeling and the atmosphere was amazing. I've never felt anything like it, to be honest.
How has going to a match changed? What I mean by that is, say, ticket prices, programmes, behaviour of the fans, what you eat.
I think ticket prices have gone, obviously, the dearer than when I first started to go, but that's obvious, that's a lot of things go up in price. And to be fair to Everton, they do try and keep it a little bit cheaper than most places. I know that, you know, my season ticket price has been held for a couple of years and it's not gone up that much even for the next season. So I think they're doing all right on that. The price of food's extortionate, to be fair. You know, the price of a sausage roll is nearly £3 for a sausage roll that you can buy for like 60p in Sayers or something. And they've got a captive audience there, so they know that that's what they can charge. But going to the match, I mean, before I could drive, I used to go on the train, but now I drive. And it's easy to get there driving, obviously, and stuff like that. But the behaviour of the fans, I think the behaviour of the fans has got a lot better from when I first started going. To be honest, I've not seen that much trouble when I've gone. I think it was a Manchester United match when I was probably about 14. There was a little bit of trouble there, but that's all I've seen. Other than that, I've not seen anything. As for the rest of the behaviour, I think it's got a lot better, to be honest. You know, the racist chants have gone out of the window totally, which could only be a good thing. But to be fair on that, I didn't really hear that much of it anyway. Even when I think that was a little bit before my time.
How has the ground changed? Parking, stands, terraces, seating?
Well, the ground's not changed that much. The only thing that's really changed from when I first started going is we used to stand up in Gladys Street. And obviously with the unfortunate events of Hillsborough, they've put the seating in, which has taken the atmosphere away a little bit, but obviously the safety of the fans is the most important thing.
Do you have any match day rituals?
Oh yeah. my friends really rip me about it, to be honest. It's unbelievable what I do. We have to park in the same place. I don't stand on any cracks in the pavement. I have to stand on a little grid by a set of traffic lights, and I have to wait for them to beep the Pelican Crossing before I'll move. I have to walk on a little tiny bit of pavement at the side. It's unreal. My mates just rip me totally for it, but it's one of them things, and it's sort of, in my mind, it works a bit.
What does the Merseyside Derby mean to you?
Oh, it's everything. It's you actually feel sick watching the Merseyside Derby. That's how I can only describe it. It's a horrible feeling if you lose. But when you win, it's tremendous. I mean, the other year when we beat them 3-0 and Andy Johnson scored that header through Rayner's hands, the atmosphere in the ground that day was almost on a par with Wembley, like I spoke about before. And the Man United game this last season as well, that was the same. The atmosphere is just amazing. But the derby itself, that's the, you know, I mean, Liverpool fans rip us and say that it's our cup final, but in recent times I think it's more their cup final, to be honest. But it does, it means everything, because it's, you know, it's your local team, it is your rival. And to be honest, I hate Liverpool fans. Hate them with a passion. And I've got a lot of friends who are there, but the actual club Liverpool, I just can't stand it.
What's the furthest away match you've been to?
I haven't been abroad to see Everton, unfortunately. You know, money wise, and in recent times it's not been possible to go, and plus we weren't in Europe for a while. But I've been up to like Newcastle, I've been to Ipswich, because there was a couple of seasons where we went to nearly every away game, and you know, those sort of places, obviously down London. Didn't go Southampton, which would have been quite far, but it's probably those sort of places. That.
What's your favourite away ground and why?
Well, I've not been away for a few years, so I would have thought that, you know, the likes of the Emirates would have looked quite good now, and Stamford Bridge is probably a lot better than it was when I went. But I suppose you can't beat Old Trafford for the size of it and the noise inside that they generate. It's an unbelievable stadium, that.
Have you been to any internationals? I was going to ask you, have you been to the World... Did you go to the World Cup matches in 66? But you're too young for that.
Too young for that, yeah. No, I've not been... The only time I've seen England play was one of those times where my dad took me to Anfield, and that was an England 11 versus Liverpool for a testimonial. That's the only time I've really been to an international match. It's not really an international match, really. That's the only time I've really seen England play, and that was many years ago.
What do you think about the idea of Everton and Liverpool sharing the ground?
No, I couldn't sit on a red seat. I mean, you can see where they're coming from in the way that we both need a new ground, and you know the cost involved in building two new stadiums. You can see how much trouble Everton have had in trying to find a place to build a new stadium. But I just don't think it's right, to be honest, in sharing the ground with them.
Has football become too commercial?
Commercial's it's a funny thing, really, because I think Sky TV coming into it has just sent football going into the stratosphere. I think the amount of money they pumped in has caused it to go commercial now, because they need more to generate more money, and the likes of Man United, Chelsea, I mean, and all these billionaires coming in, you know, with Chelsea and, you know, stuff like that, they're spending a lot of money on players, and the likes of Everton can't compete. So the commercial side of it is a lot to do with trying to get funds in, and I don't know, Everton, they're sort of hit and miss with it, Everton are, really, because it's like now, if we're bringing a new kit out this year, you'd think it'd be out now, ready for the fans to start buying it, but we always seem to miss the boat on it and always bring it out a bit late. So I think Everton could be a bit better in the commercial side, but it has got very commercial, but it's all to do with money, and it's all to do with winning trophies, and the more money you put in, you seem to win trophies at the minute. That's what it looks like. The likes of when we won it in, you know, 85, the league, that's not going to happen again, I don't think. You're not going to see a team like Everton win the league without major investment.
Can you tell me an Everton fact or story that most people wouldn't have heard of?
I probably couldn't, you know, because I think most people know everything, and, you know, there's the stuff that's said that it's not supposed to come out, like to do with Gary Speed, that's a sort of rumour thing, but you don't know whether that's true, and you don't like to think that it's true. I don't know whether I'm allowed to say about it or so I don't know, to be honest. I don't think there probably is.
Okay, Paul, thanks very much for that. Cheers.
No problem.